This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And if you're listening to the show on Friday with my conversation with John Letts, we got into the Tesla crash, the driverless car crash over in America, which unfortunately did take a couple of lives. But the advice really has been that we've heard so far, driverless cars are still a fair bit way off, so no idea why they weren't sitting in the driver's seat. Anyway, I'm joined to just talk about driverless cars by Mark Borlase, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the REA. Mark, how's it going?
Very good, thanks, Jordan.
So I'm sure you've heard about the Tesla crash last week. What's happened there?
Look, the technology that allows cars to drive them stealthy is still emerging, and people, although we don't know the circumstances of that one that crashed yet, but those who appear to put their trust in the technology for it to be able to handle every sort of contingency on the road is misplaced, because we know from other experiences that some of the sensors can be affected by what's going on. So just broad principles, this is how the systems work. They have a radar system that look out and see what things are in front of them. They then have also a camera, a couple of cameras that look out. And those systems, so the radar will say, it looks like there's something, 500 metres ahead. The cameras will say, we can see something, it looks like it's 500 metres ahead. It looks like it could be a truck, a bus, a pedestrian, and it starts to develop plans for that. And it looks at the road and where the lines are going, etc. These systems double-check each other, but in periods where, like if you're driving into the sun, like everything, the camera might not actually be able to pick up the stuff as good as it should. And so you have all of these sort of system defaults where it kind of goes, I can't make a decision. And normally the default when it can't make a decision is it, you know, sends alarm bells, says, can't make a decision about what we should do here. You take control. Now, if there's nobody sitting in the driver's seat, then you do have a problem.
So this is something we've talked about a fair bit before in the past, and it's sort of like without all technology involved with the road, it's a bit hard to make a reliable driverless car, isn't it?
Yeah. So look, the way we describe it is if you think that the skills you use for driving is you use your feet, you use your hands, you use your eyes. So we're still at the feet off stage where you can take your feet off of the pedals and like active cruise control will keep your speed at cruise and even slow down to a zero behind other cars without you touching the pedal. If it sees somebody come out or a car turn in front, there's a lot of technology that without you touching the pedal, it'll brake. So we're at the feet off stage. Everybody's trying to get to the hands-off stage, and that is where you can sit there and take your hands off the steering wheel, and it'll make those decisions, to change lanes, go up the off-ramp, all of that sort of stuff. But all of them still require your eyes on. So you've still got to be looking and being the default backup for those systems. And so we're still at the hands-on stage, but some people think we're at the sort of eyes-off stage, and it's as I say, it's foolish to trust the technology.
I know that my car has a feature. My car's 10 years old now, but a self-parking feature, which I do not trust in the slightest. As soon as I take my hand off the wheel and let the car do its thing, I'm going to have a little bit of a panic. But I guess, where are we at now with the technology? Like you said, not quite eyes-off stage yet.
No, so what happens is, in low-speed controlled environments, so in under 40 kilometres an hour, in relatively uncomplex environments, so you don't have a lot of pedestrians, you don't have a lot of cars, the technology can navigate that sort of environment. But once you start to get above that, it has trouble dealing with the complexities and that. So the real driverless buses that are operating are still within controlled environments. So one of them's in a power station in France where this thing takes the staff the 800 metres from the power station to their administration block. But that's on a controlled road They own the road. There's not a lot of complexity in the people, you know, things they have to deal with. And that thing can happily go up and backwards and do its own thing. Now that's sort of the environments we're going to see. We'll start to see some of those low complex environments where everything's known or controlled, and then you will see autonomy. But once you're trying to put it out onto busy roads in heavy rain and at night and all of these things, then the systems still don't deal well with those complexities.
No worries. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for interest, Jordan.
That was Mark Bordelais, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA on your Classic Hits Breakfast.